Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ghostbusters Resurrection is presented by the Nerdy Show Podcast Network. All Nerdy Show programming is made possible by A Comic Shop, Orlando's number one comic shop and nerd destination, and with the generous support of listeners like you. For more Nerdy Show podcasts, community forums, and to learn how you can support this and other fine Nerdy Show programming, visit nerdyshow.com.
So when we left off, you guys were in Vienna. You had loaded up the cars. It was like just past midnight, I believe. And you decided to immediately leave that night and go straight to Slovakia to get to the castle. I believe Pool and Wall are in the Geist 2, in the Hummer?
Yeah.
Or the Geist 1?
No, we went in the Geist 1.
Oh, so you're in the van. Okay, yeah, you're in the van. And LaForge, Nina, and Briggs, and Tobin are in the Hummer.
The Geist 2.
I think because Josh got to read some of the description about Elizabeth Bathory, so one of you guys will say that before you guys had left, you'd gotten the information from Dr. Stance. Dr. Spangler had like emailed you guys information on the phone, so if you want to try and explain what we know about Elizabeth Bathory before we headed to her hometown.
What was her husband's name?
He died in battle under mysterious circumstances. She went a little more crazy after that, and was very into having different types of guests stay, anyone who claimed to be a witch or wizard or sorcerer or alchemist or anything.
Had debaucherous orgies with, you know, blood.
It actually said that, yeah.
Yeah. She supposedly killed over 650 young women and bathed in their blood.
Supposedly, but she started out by abducting peasants' daughters and whatnot from the village below. Predominantly virgins, if I remember right.
That's what she preferred, apparently.
Yeah, that's what she preferred.
Obviously.
Okay. Why not? I mean, if you're being choosy anyway. Why?
Yeah, it's if you're the lady of the land, I mean, you know.
She definitely had a bit of a Snow White stepmother thing going on there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now, I wasn't sure if this was included in the doc, but I know that her husband was away at war, and they would write lewd letters to each other.
Yeah.
Supposedly,
the whole time about
torture. And
yeah, and like all the things that they'd enjoy doing to each other when they get home, and what they've been doing in the meantime. And he would describe in graphic detail how he'd kill people in war because she loved it.
And now she would beat peasants and be like, you don't torture them well enough, honey.
Yeah, like, no, she actually said that she gave him tips on how to torture.
Yeah, she was very good at it.
Eventually they came to arrest her.
They sent a group of, priests and or paladins or something like that.
There was one hunter in the back who just kept taking all the loot.
the church was the only person who could stand against her. Because she was noble.
She was a noble.
Yeah. Well, the church moved in.
She was like, technically enough people had died, she would have been in line for the throne. So,
yeah.
I mean, it would have been a lot of people, but she killed a lot of lower people in the meantime, so.
I mean, but peasants, they don't really matter back then.
As far as they were concerned, now.
But was it the night that they came to arrest her that they found all the bodies that were, like, drained of blood and then they saw the cats everywhere?
Yeah, all the craziness, yeah.
Yeah, she can invoke a curse on something where, like, what, 95 black cats?
99 black cats.
99 would run out and devour the heart of whoever she decided to.
That'd take a long time.
Yeah.
Well, we got a dog.
You're talking about cats, though. I mean, they'd be like, nah, I don't want it today. I just want to go...
Yeah, cat's not gonna do what you tell her.
Exactly.
I think when they were going through the castle, they were being very careful at first, and they found a person who was in this machine that was just slowly dripping their blood, and there's nothing they could have done. And they had to actually walk away from the scene
while the only thing I remember about her trial is that nobody would dare actually explain what they saw.
Yeah,
in the castle. They're just like, oh, I just can't say.
But then she got locked in a tower for 14 years.
Four years.
4 years. 4 years.
She was not just locked in a tower.
Like it was walled in.
Yeah.
Like,
after they did arrest her, they tried her. She was found guilty.
Immurement.
Immurement. Thank you. They immured her into a room in her own castle, and with only a slit at the bottom of the floor where they could slide food trays in, and she just didn't see the light of day for 4 years. One day they went and checked out. she hadn't eaten any food. Then they, like, looked under there, and she was dead, face down on the ground. And then they dug the walls out, and she was dead. And then she, like, left that last note cursing the people who did it with the 99 cats and all that craziness. So.
Like, all of her supporters and whatnot, the people that were with her in the castle that were...
They were killed.
They were killed. Yeah. They were buried alive. It's kind of...
Yeah, yeah. Bad stuff. Terrible person. Pretty scary.
Yeah.
In a castle. With the internet at your disposal, you're able to figure out where to go. So you're on your way. It's about 3 hours from Vienna, is what I believe it is. Considering that you left, like, a little after midnight, maybe, like, 1 a.m, I'll say that you drive the entire time. It's, you know, spooky. It's dark outside. Just before you get to Vishnove is, like, that little village that sits underneath the castle. Before you can get there, there's, like, another town called Rosina. And as you get to Rosina, you can see that it's, like, all the lights are out. So it's, like, street lights are flickering and everything. It seems like there's no one out and about, which is kind of weird. I mean, it is, like, 4 or 5 in the morning, but the sun doesn't even look like it's coming up yet. It still looks, like, really dark outside. It's a small town. It's got, like, maybe, like, a population of, like, 3,000 people. And it's very, very close to Vishnove and the castle. What car would be in the lead?
I'd say
him, because I wanted to be behind him.
The Hummer? So, you're driving through Rosina, and you're following, like, you know, the Google Maps or your GPS, whichever's on, like, the dash. Like I said, it's very dark in this town, so give me a standard drive roll. a ghost die.
Damn it. 17 and a ghost.
You're driving, and fog starts to come in. So on top of the fact there's not a lot of lights out, which is weird, this fog's coming, it's getting very hard to see, but you do see just in time to stop. The road that you're on, which is like cobblestone road, just ends, like as if there's just like a hole in the ground. And
Silent Hill.
Yeah, you just stop just before you get to that. With the ghost eye, I'll just say that you stop at a point where your tires are just like on the edge, and if you go any further, you're gonna fall down.
Does Pool like hit me and we just tumble off the cliff or something? And
you know what? It was very sudden. Pool can give me a mood roll, standard mood roll. Ghost eye for Pool.
Thanks,
10 and a ghost.
You just killed Toby, and Josh, and me.
10 was good enough to stop before you hit him, but with the ghost eye and everything involved, and it's foggy and everything, I'll say that you're like, oh shit, and you quickly stop, but you hit the back of his car, not to do any serious damage, but just enough that his front tires go right over the edge. He's not, like, dangling, like in a cartoon, but the front tires are off the edge of this hole in the ground now, so it's gonna be a pain to get him out. But you are stopped. Everyone is safe. You're not in danger of falling down.
So, we have slime tether. We can put both cars in reverse, tether them together.
It's a four-wheel ride. I can just throw it in reverse.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, two-wheel right now.
The others are in air. It's like...
All right, so...
With him also throwing it into four-wheel drive, as soon as the slime tether pulls it so that the front wheels are hitting, like, the part of the, you know, part of this hole that's, like, basically the edge, it'll catch and he'll be back up. So you guys are up and out of there. If you get out and investigate, as far as you can see, this is like, it is very much Silent Hill-like, where this isn't just like a hole in the road. You can't quite see across, but it doesn't look like it's that wide.
Do either these cars come equipped with like a spotlight?
If you turn on a spotlight on the Hummer and look across, it's very foggy, but you're making out the edge of the other side. Probably like 20 feet wide. Not too bad.
Let's see if we can go around this. Let's check on foot.
Maybe Josh, you can put on your after goggles and see if you can see something on your.
That's a very good point. I'm gonna throw on the
goggles. While we go over.
Anyone who wants to throw on goggles or do
goggles.
Some readings,
I'll do it.
Yeah. Because again, it is foggy, but because you have night vision on, you can see more clearly like the edge and everything. It leads to what looks more like a wooded area. Because you guys, on your guys' side of this hole, it's like the middle of like a small town, like a downtown small town with shops and things. Like some giant hand just scooped the earth away, basically, so it like cuts off some buildings and whatnot. But you're seeing some of the detail down, and it's like, all right, well, you don't see any people.
Does this place look deserted?
It does look a little deserted, and like there are electric streetlights, but they're not on. So really, the only thing that's lighting this place up is the headlights of your cars and any flashlights that you turn on, the spotlight or whatever. It is very spooky.
We're in Slovakia already?
Yes, this is in Slovakia. Okay. This is in a town, Rosina, just before Vishnove. So it's looking like that this road that leads into Vishnove is like the one that's cut off. On the other side, you don't see a town anymore. Although, you know, a town is going to be there eventually. It just leads to like a wooded area. A road does continue through that area, but between you and that side is just this big chasm.
How rough estimates, how wide is this chasm?
The width of it is like maybe 20 feet. The depth is hard to tell because of the fog and everything. But with you got your goggles on, the fog and the other side have a definite ectoplasmic PKE energy to it.
Okay. We don't have a way around on foot.
If you just keep walking, this chasm just keeps going around. It's almost... If you walk for a while, you could eventually assume that this actually is encircling the entire town of Bishnoi.
Okay.
Where you are, where the sort of canyon begins, is a lot of small shops and things. Nina asked what time it was. I'd say it's probably around 4 or 5 in the morning, according to your guys's, watches.
So no chance we can get a hold of anybody.
Well, if you want to start looking around, because this is, a downtown area, and even in Titusville, at 4 in the morning, there's something going on. So if you want to try and look for some people...
Yeah, let's check this place out.
Okay. Everyone just give me a standard D6. You hear somebody like calling for you from an alleyway. Just be like, "Hey, and you
wave it over." I'm sorry, I don't carry cash.
This is a small town,
and
the middle of nowhere. Nobody's going to speak English or any.
That's why you're here.
That's why you're here,
but,
Nina.
Learn Slovakian.
It would be Slovakian or German because they are on the border with Austria. But why don't you talk to this guy and find out?
Okay, I'll do it.
If you're gonna approach this,
I'm gonna hail him.
Yeah. He'll wave. He seems like a normal person.
Hail and welcome.
But he's like, if you try talking before you get there, he's like, he like wants you to stay quiet. You'd ask in German if he speaks German. He says a little bit. He just says he only knows a little bit of German. He asks what you guys are doing here, like in a concerned tone.
We are a team of American Ghostbusters, and we need to get to this castle.
When he talks to you, he can only explain every other word, but what you piece together is that nobody has come or gone from the next town, and anyone who's tried to go into the next town hasn't come back.
Do those people look like Ghostbusters?
He says that he saw Ghostbusters go there.
Does he know how they crossed the chasm?
When the other Ghostbusters came, there were no problems like this.
Are there vehicles in this town?
Most things aren't working, and no one knows why. But he says that if you want to go over, you can't take a car, but he can get some horses.
Was it you going to wade through it? Is there water in it?
He says it rained recently, but there's no water in it. He's like, because he says that he has seen people go across. Because he did say people have gone across, but they haven't come back. He has seen people go across.
Do people go down into it to cross? Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay, so
you just can't drive a car over it.
So a horse can go through it.
Yeah.
So a car that's too wide to go down. Yes, we need horses.
He'll ask you guys to come with him, and he just says it's very dangerous. He's like explaining to you that
the horses are mean.
No. He says the horses are fine.
They bite. Nightmares.
He just explains that it's very dangerous out here, especially at night, because of all these people disappearing and people been hearing scary noises in the woods and everything like that.
Have anything to do with the giant trench being dug?
It says this all happened very suddenly, overnight. The electronics not working, cars not really seemingly to work or anything like that. People have scared. A lot of people have left the town. And the people who stayed, he's trying to explain in German as best as he can, but he's basically the only thing you're getting across is that he's like bad memory. Like you can't remember. Like it's the fog just does something, and he can't quite explain.
He has a brain cloud.
He'll lead you guys away if you want to just lock the doors of the car and everything like that or whatever.
Grab equipment.
So will you take the beach kid?
Yes.
Yeah.
So you want to give the other walkie to Nina?
Yeah.
He'll lead you guys away. He says something like visiting his cousin's place.
I always carry the beach kid.
What's your cousin's name?
Oh, you want it? All right. His name is...
Pickle Mackie. Ligament.
His name is Bullock.
Bullock?
Yeah. Bullock. With an E.
He's like, is he home?
Yeah. He's great. It's like maybe 20-minute walk. It's like a standard-looking farm. It's got a nice big open space for horses, and he has 5 horses. He explains to his cousin what the situation is, and he's just like, yeah, sure, take him, because everyone's freaked out about what's been happening, and they recognize Ghostbusters. Like, they know what the job is. So he says, my cousin says you can take these horses and be safe, but it's been bad, But do any of you know how to ride?
Yeah,
I've ridden a horse.
What style?
I know how to ride a little bit.
Has anyone here never ridden a horse before?
I have. I'm going to point at that guy, because I'm pretty sure he's probably never ridden one.
Correct. But everyone else has been on, maybe once or twice, a couple times.
Yeah, I have several times, yes.
Who's the most experienced?
Josh Ryan.
I've ridden a few different styles of horse riding. There's Western, and what's the other one where you put the reins on whatever side you want?
Josh.
All right, since you know that much.
Okay.
I guess that automatically makes you the most experienced. All right, well then, but Wall has the best moves, so.
Can I just take the boombox and just turn to something that would be some good riding music? I'm not sure what, if there's any suggestions.
The theme to Bonanza?
Sure. Let's go to the theme to Bonanza.
Rawhide mate.
So, oh, Ghost Riders.
Ghost Riders in the sky.
Yeah.
He's gonna saddle him up for you guys. He's gonna explain the last group that tried to go into town. They went this way because it sloped a little easier. He tells you which way to go, and it's not leading back into town. It's like a shortcut through this horse trail through the woods. And then you'll know the ravine when you see it. You go down, you come up on the other side, you'll be on the other side. You guys can hop on. Everyone just give me a moves roll to make sure you can hop on your horse.
I'm so glad
to avoid that. Embarrassment. What did you get, Josh?
17.
You got 17?
Yeah.
Yeah, you get on the horse.
I'm like, please, it's not that tough.
23.
So
it's like, you get on the horse and you look like you look really cool. You just like you know, like in like a classic Eastwood Western, just like without effort, just up on.
Briggs rolls a ghost eye.
Yeah.
Oh no! Hold on.
Wall looks down at him and goes, "I shit higher than you."
So Josh gets on with no problem. What did you get, Nina?
You rolled more dice.
Nina gets on without much effort. Wall got 23.
Yeah.
Wall slides on that thing like no problem. We were like, "Oh, Wall, I didn't know you ride."
I don't.
Well, what did you get? 13. You get on just fine. And Briggs, what did you get?
15 and a ghost.
Okay, 15 to go. You get on just fine. And I'll say if anyone, whoever wants to take the lead.
I think Walsh should take the lead.
Yeah.
Because you got the eyes, yeah.
I guess, yeah.
Like, he goes out front.
The least riding experience, but the best eyes. So you start, you know, galloping along. They're just like, you know, just give me a little squeeze. And so you start heading out. Everyone's horse starts moving, but with Briggs, he's like, let's go! And it doesn't move. So, like, you start moving, they don't notice that you're not moving yet. You're like, what the fuck? What's the problem? And then he's just taking a piss. So, your horse is peeing. You're gonna be delayed for a minute.
Yeah, I'm just like, that's great. That's what I wanted.
It's like, you got four legs, you can do this and walk. Do you have any idea what I give?
But he finishes quickly, and then you can catch up to them.
So Tobin's probably walking right alongside us.
Yeah, Tobin's there. He seems to be doing okay. He's just
yellow. And Tobin is just like so understanding. Put this dog through a lot of crap.
So anywho, you guys are riding along. You come across this ditch. It's like you're on like this horse path for a few minutes. This clearing opens up. You do see this large, you know, the ditch that leads to the other town. There is like a nice little gentle slope down that you guys can ride across. When you do, you go through the fog a little bit, but you are higher than it, you know, so it's fine. Spooky noises coming in through the woods. You guys ride up on the other side onto the side that where Vishnove is. And you are, like, on another trail, and it's, like, very heavily wooded area. You don't see, like, the town, but he did say to just stick to the trail and it will take you to the town. You start riding through, and you hear, besides the spooky noises, you do hear, like, what sounds like might be another horse, like, in the distance. Not, like, a super loud whinny or anything, but you're hearing a large something moving around that might be a horse. You do see the path continues on. It seems okay. The woods are very spooky. There's like no lights out here. Do you guys have flashlights on?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. So it's dark and spooky. Tobin's fine. Everything's moving along just fine. You do hear that noise, but it seems to be so far away and like over a little bit of hills, because it is like a hilly area. You don't get a good sight of it, but it seems far enough away. I'll say you continue along on the trail until you start to see like a little town up ahead, which is Vishnove.
Do you see lights from the town?
No. It's completely dark. It just looks like it's been thrown back into the dark ages. And you approach the town, you get in, there are electric lights and everything, but they're all completely out. There may be like one or two cars that are out parked out there, but they're just completely, you know, abandoned. There's like almost nothing there. As you guys get into the town onto like this like cobblestone street, the clip-clop of the horses or whatever. So you guys can just ride right to the center. And when you're there sort of looking around, you're hearing more spooky ghost-like noises, of course, and the fog is everywhere. But you do see the large, large, large hill where the castle is supposed to be. It was shrouded by fog before, but now that you're closer, you can get a better look at it.
Very Castlevania, I imagine.
Yeah. Now, you know from, like, reading on Wikipedia and everything, the castle was just old and destroyed and everything like that. This thing is totally complete. Just, like, it looks right back like it did back.
That's all a picture of the castle.
The name of the castle?
The name of the castle was what the one vampire told you before you killed him.
Okay.
It was the Slavic word, I hope I'm pronouncing it right, was Choktiki.
Choktiki, okay.
Looking at the castle, are there any lights in the windows?
Yes.
Okay, somebody's home.
Yeah. But I will say, while you're in the town center, you get a clear look at the castle. While you're looking up at the castle, you hear something moving around in one of the buildings nearby. And if you look, you'll see like an oil lantern in one of the windows, and someone's going to quickly close the curtain before they get seen. The window is part of a, looks like an old-timey looking tavern.
I'll go. It's old.
Yeah.
Well, you guys are going to get drunk. Good job. Guys.
What's that star on the wall mean? Again, every place you go into, any place that sells alcohol, you're going to go into ABC Liquor. What's that star on the wall over there? Okay, sir, that's a Heineken. Do you want to approach the tavern?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. This part of town is like the center of town, which is like built from like the 1300s, basically. So it has like some of the old buildings left over, and it's themed for tours and that sort of thing.
There's a place to tie the horses.
We'll say that you can find a place to tie the horses, sure. There are no other lights on, and that oil lantern is, you can't see it because whoever closed the curtain hid it or whatever, hid it out of view. That's a wooden door. Do you approach and knock?
I'll knock.
Okay. You don't get a response.
Hello? Just knock and say hello.
You don't get any voice response. And the door doesn't open.
And the windows are completely covered.
Yeah.
And the door's locked.
Do you want to try it?
Yes.
If you try it, the door is open.
There's no blood painted over this door.
Is there? No.
Okay.
I'm going in.
Okay, if you open the door, there is a lamp, probably the same one that you saw before, is like on in the corner, so there's a little bit of light that you can see, but behind there's like a little bar area. At the bar, like crouched down as low as he can, you just see like a very scared looking gentleman with a old farmer long shotgun. And he's just like scared, shaking, just like watching the front door.
Hands up.
Like, yeah.
Hello.
He starts talking in Slavic because he's like, he doesn't seem like he's going to shoot, but he's definitely very scared. He's like, seems relieved to see a person, but he's just like.
I point at myself and say, American.
I
thumbs up.
I point to the patch.
For rock and roll.
Ghostbuster.
He's able to recognize like the Ghostbuster thing. He'll put the gun down, but he's just like still gonna hold it. He's gonna be like, he's gonna move for you guys to get in very quickly. Just like he's like, come on,
doesn't
get in.
Shoot me as soon as I
the
walk
ghost off the ghost die is that he sees Tobin and goes, No.
No animal.
I'll ask him to speak.
Can we bring our horses? We're afraid our horses are gonna turn into vampires.
Ooh, no, he doesn't speak German.
English?
No.
French? Parlez-vous français?
No. He'll like waving and speaking in Slavic to you guys. It doesn't seem to be like a question. He just more of just like, get in, everyone shut up, you know, sort of whatever. And he's like waiting for you guys to get down, away from the windows and to keep quiet. When you come in, you do see that there are
1600 crucifixes.
I'll say, no. I'll say that there are 7 other people here, like ducking down behind the bar, staying hidden. I'll say that there are 4 adults, 3 children.
Do any of the other people in this room speak German?
I'll say, well, obviously none of the children do. I'll say one of them can speak English.
Oh. English. Oh, yes.
Okay, there we go.
Progress.
Not perfectly fluently. One of the women there can speaks English. And if you say, oh, American, she's like, okay. She tells the guy with the shotgun to relax or whatever. And then you guys are going to crouch down away from the windows or whatever. And she's like, you need to get away. You need to stay down. You need to stay quiet right now.
Like, okay, we're whispering.
Yeah.
How long have you been here? How long has it been?
We've been hiding here for a few days.
Oh. Has it been dark this whole time?
She very quietly says that it's been dark for much, much longer. We've been this way for so long, I can't even remember.
So can you describe what you're hiding from?
Yeah.
Ever since it got dark, a horseman would ride into town and try and take the children. And you stay inside and we're quiet enough, he won't hear us. So far, we've been very lucky, but it's been like this for a very long time. She says, my children have been safe, but I've heard from the other parents that when he'd find them, he'd come in, he would have either an axe or a sword.
Are any of these people here, have they seen him?
She'll point to one guy and just be like, Arnost's children were taken.
We know it's painful, but we need Arnost to tell us what the horseman was wearing.
She talks to him for a minute, and then she says that this was a guy dressed in black, looked like leather armor, but he didn't have any skin. Like, just meat, flesh, like muscles,
okay,
and everything. Didn't have any eyes, but the skin, he just had no skin whatsoever. And when he rode it, it would just smell of death.
Just a flesh wound.
He can't seem to hear us, like, if we're very quiet and we stay away from the windows, he'll ride by, but Thankfully, he hasn't taken many.
Is he see-through? Like, is he translucent?
No.
Does he take predominantly girls?
Once everything went dark, we haven't seen neighbors, friends for... It sounds crazy, but it feels like weeks. People have been hiding in their houses. People haven't been moving. She doesn't know if people are starving to death in other houses or whatever. From what it sounds like to you guys, it's like if the zombie apocalypse happened
like
in 20, an instant.
20 weeks
yeah.
later.
No, it really is, yeah. It's like everyone's hunkered down and they're not moving. She's trying to describe what this horseman does, basically, that he's tried to kill anyone who's tried to stop him. And if you're out in the street, he'll come after you. But no one's dared try to leave since he's been running around. In fact, she's even wondering how you guys even got here. However you got in this far into the city, she's, like, surprised because he's out there all the time.
Look, we're pretty sure he was nearby. We noticed another horse out there. I think he may have an idea what he's up against. I think he already knows we're here. I don't think that's... Like, if he knows we're here, he was riding alongside us, right?
Yes.
Can we have
he wasn't close enough to see. You only heard a horse in the distance. You're not quite sure.
But it was riding alongside us.
You only heard it for a moment.
Okay.
It wasn't like you heard it riding alongside you.
How about we have an old-fashioned shootout? I'll go out. I'll get his attention. I'll try and keep him.
You gonna call him out?
You guys
in the posse?
You guys blow out the window.
So what's he gonna do? Throw knives at you?
No,
he probably doesn't have a gun.
He'll charge me or something, and I'll try and say
it's
away.
A shootout.
Well, we fought horsemen before.
Yeah.
Remember what happened?
The tethers worked really well.
They did.
I'm just saying, we need you on
we
one.
Didn't, we did. We had the net.
We didn't have the net.
We didn't
need
have
it after
net.
That
yeah,
fight.
That's when we needed it.
Well, you and Nina have the slime blowers. I have.
I'm
that.
Just saying, we need to get you end of an alleyway, making some noise. And I don't want to clothesline them.
I want to err on the side of caution, assuming he already knows where we are.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Odds are, if this is a sentient corporeal remnant, it will know how many of us there were in the woods, because it obviously has some sort of control over this town. If we send you out there alone, it knows there's more of us, and then it's a setup. Well, we know where this dude goes. We know he goes to the castle. Like, you haven't seen, other than the horsemen, have you guys seen anything else?
Traditional haunting sounds, moans and groans, wispy sounds moving through the town with, shapes moving through. Very formless. Sounds like a lot of class ones, class twos. Mm-hmm. As far as anything substantial, this seems like the only thing that's really been a big deal.
I'm going to make an occult roll to see if there's any thing to do with skinless apparitions.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Or corporeal things, like in the occult, if that signifies anything about maybe manner of death, that would give me any historical clues.
You are familiar with other things, like if a servant was called upon, like a demon servant or mm-hmm. something. One common description is that it would be skinless because it was like maybe someone who died had magic put upon them to come back from the grave as a servant. That typically can come back as skinless.
But not somebody who was flayed alive?
Not necessarily, no.
Okay. So I let the other Ghostbusters know that this is just somebody, like, it could be a demonic force, like, resurrected in a human body just to call out a bidding. I think we need to leave this tavern.
I agree, I don't want to.
Because I think if we're in this tavern, he's going to assume that people are here.
What I was thinking is if there's a circle and Briggs wants to be bait, he wants to go towards the center, the rest of us could just kind of hug the walls and work our way and kind of be in a circle regardless of how he comes in.
I don't know. I think it'd be best to group up apart from Adam, because we don't know how many servants this thing has. She says, so in the event that we don't know how this guy travels, we think it's horseback, but he appears pretty quickly. If we all spread out, it's going to be hard to help each other because you don't want to fire at the person who's being abducted.
Okay.
So, all right. So, do you want, like, is the plan to bait him out with a person, or okay?
Yeah.
Who's gonna do what?
I am, as always.
So you're just gonna sort of walk out there and whistle.
I'll whistle. That's the thing that the frog from Looney Tunes always whistles.
Hello, my baby. Hello, my honey. Yeah. Hello, my ragtime guy.
Yeah, I'll start whistling that.
Are you guys gonna hide? Then he's gonna distract, or are you gonna stay together in an area?
I want to stick together, just because I don't want to have to shoot across the pavilion at any of the other Ghostbusters.
It's okay if they're shooting at me, though.
That's good.
Okay, and are you gonna get on your horse? Or are you just gonna just walk past the horses, just march down Main Street, sort of
march down, start singing.
Okay, and you got your beach kid on one shoulder, yep. I guess, and so you're trying to draw some attention. They're chilling out, watching to see what happens, but nothing's happening. You got the goggles on, but if you're looking around, I'll say that something catches your attention and you can look up, and like sitting on top of one of the buildings looks like a dark figure just sort of sitting there. Just like if someone's just up there squatting, just watching, but they are glowing. This is not a human.
Okay.
But now Briggs is pretty far away aside from shouting, he wouldn't really hear you, but
I got a pretty good...
I'm gonna point him out to everybody else.
Yeah, I got a pretty good fire weapon. Does he notice that we see him?
Not from what Walt can tell.
I want to try to tether him from where we are.
It's tough. He's pretty far away.
But it's possible.
It's improbable.
I'm going to spend 3 rounding points.
Okay.
My goal is to tether him in the chest and drag him down into the courtyard.
Alright.
So I'm going to try to sneakily fire it.
Proton pack on.
Yep.
Hold on to your butts. 32.
Ooh, 32. It just goes sailing through the air, and I'll say that it gets, like, not him directly in the chest, but, like, a little off-center, but it does get... I'll say it's, like, on the side.
Okay.
On the side. And you do get the road, just, poof, it's close. It was, like, basically the gravity and the wind had to carry it, but you did hit this
guy. It's almost like firing a grappling hook long distance. Like,
yeah, yeah, pretty much. He doesn't notice it, catches him off guard, pulls him, off the top of the building. He hits the ground and starts to drag him, but he gets up pretty quick. You must have surprised him pretty good, because even after falling to the ground, he's like, whoa, whoa, just like whatever, but this is, after he falls to the ground, this is the guy. This is the skinless, spooky-looking rider. He stands up, and it's still trying to pull him, but he'll just take it, just, like, with effort, he's able to snap it off. So he's now standing there in the street.
All right. How close is he to me?
50, 60 feet away.
Can I run to him? And I want to get as close as I can.
I mean, if we're going to start going, are you going to charge him?
Just remember, when you run to him, it literally eliminates most of the rest of us being involved in this.
Yeah. That's a good idea. Okay.
Remember when you ran in that room alone?
Well, I mean...
Remember when you put that ring on without consulting anybody?
Remember when you did all the other stupid shit you've done?
I would like to try to slime tether him again and spend a couple of
You haven't used the slime net yet.
Well, then a net. Yeah.
Okay. Give me,
I do want to spend 5 points as well.
Okay.
I think now would be a good time to run in and shotgun him.
Dude,
wow.
Chill.
That is a that is a good net. It hits him, wraps around him, so he's just sort of like standing there off guard, like all upper torso. Like just like his legs are free, I would probably say. But just like almost like a straitjacket. He's just standing there. Like,
is it even touching his skin? Does it have any effect on him?
As far as you can see, no, because it just looks like his head is the only thing exposed.
Cool. Those on dart.
Okay. Yeah, he's far
enough
away.
That's what I was gonna do.
he's far enough away from Adam to be able to do that safely. Just sails through the air, dead on. But he'll break free from that. So he's gonna snap free from the slime. But Adam's right there.
I wanna get as close as I can to him. Blindside with a good shot and then get the heck out of there so that I don't get blasted by these guys.
Okay. As you see him snapping free, you just sort of run up, straight up to him, and he just sort of like really? It's a little surprise, but if you want to go ahead and give me a moves to shoot him.
Is he surprised at all that we're having an effect on him?
It's hard to tell with a guy without a face, but yeah. It's basically a skull with meat on it, It's like there's no eyes. Now, this is the first time you're firing this on something that's not a vampire.
Okay.
So, since 17 did hit, but he is physical and not a vampire, you're going to get to roll an extra 2 dice to add to the damage after a successful hit.
So vampires aren't corporeal?
Vampires are corporeal, but there is like ecto PKE energy within them. This guy is
sunlight
like
hurts them.
Yeah. This guy is a pretty solid looking. Like okay. he's not doesn't have any ooze or anything.
This is closer to like a zombie.
Probably. This is what your best guess would be. After you shoot him and you're like, yeah, you're getting really close, you do a pretty good shot. And did decent damage, all things considered. He will just sort of like stand there for a second and he's just gone. Disappears.
We got goggles on. Do we see anything?
With goggles on, he seems to be gone. It's not just that he's invisible. It seems like he has truly dematerialized. But you do hear a horse running towards the square. He'll come running up on a horse. So as he comes up, like, over the little, like, round a corner, starts riding in, you see him just sort of, like, reach up on, like, his back. He's going to pull out an axe. He's going to be riding with the axe coming at you.
I'm going to wait till he's close within range. I'm going to net the legs of the horse.
Okay.
This is literally the reason we created the net.
Yes.
now, yeah, you net the horse's legs, and it collapses and slides onto the ground. It's like it holds.
Does it, like, slide, like, really close to me? Can I just be like bowling at the end of this hardcore and go, whoa!
it wouldn't quite slide up to meet you because it is like pavement, so you know, but it does fall down. You get it, it's on the ground. Yeah.
Cool.
I'm
approaching slowly, yeah.
It's alright, guys. With rolls like this, it may take a while, but we'll beat this dead horse.
Cool, threatens to leave.
Again, get as close as I can. I want to target him. And I go, hi, again, wave, and then shoot him.
You can, like, sort of walk around to the side where you can get a better shot. Just rip through him or whatever, and he takes it. It seems to do a pretty good amount of damage on him. After you shoot him, the horse is going to get up. I'll say he's going to take a swing at Briggs because he's the closest.
I'm not going to be able to dodge that.
So he would hit you. And that would also mean, in addition to the successful hit,
Oh, shit!
No.
Oh, my God. Max roll.
So here's what happens.
God, it's finally caught up to me.
So in an instant...
Do you remember the entire fight when I kept telling you to stop getting so close to this guy?
So in an instant, he's gonna, like, because he's not real. You know, like, he gets up on the horse, just stands. He's been shot. Not like the Undertaker from WWF, but the horse gets up. Like,
it's even funnier if I picture the horse doing it.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Yeah. So the horse...
When it stands up, it goes...
You're despicable. The horse gets up. And he's already, like, winding up with the axe, and he's gonna come down, and it's, like, in slow-mo, okay, I have two choices. Either take the axe...
Which will kill me.
Either you give me 8 trait points. Or 15 brownie points.
Oh.
I'll be useless without the trait points, but without the brownie points, I'll almost be as useless.
The dice spoke. I'm not blaming you for any of that.
That was 3. That's the devil dice. That's 666 is what this was.
I could lose all my brains.
Well, then we're
now
done.
Really, what would change? What would change?
I'd take the brownie points myself.
That's the only thing I can do, really. Because I'll be too useless. I won't be able to really help out any situation.
Okay, 15 brownie points.
But don't you also, he has to describe.
Yeah, so 15 brownie points. If you can explain how he misses you. Yeah.
All right, so I'm down to 9 brownie points for the record, and we're not at the big bad. Oh, that's great. Okay.
So he's coming down at you with the axe. Like, this is a killing stroke.
Tell me you don't hold up the dark.
No.
I would kill you.
Yeah. No, that
black hole opens, everyone dies, turn in your character sheets. That's like
game over.
No, because in this situation it surprised me. I stumble back like an idiot and I fall back.
You just fall flat on your back or whatever.
Yeah, and I'm just like this kind of pinned helpless, and I'm just like, oh my
The axe goodness. Lands and
between
cracks the concrete right between your legs.
I'm just like
Well, it's like a hand axe, you know, it's like, not a hatchet, but it's one of those big, you know, yeah. One of those ones or whatever.
War axe.
Yeah, like a war axe.
So I'm just like going, oh God, I feel so bad.
Yeah. But, in that sense, he will miss you.
To kind of help out Briggs, I'm going to try to hit the arm that has the axe, but if I miss, I'll still hit his body. Like, that's the idea.
Okay.
I'm going to shoot. And I'm a lot closer than I was.
Yeah. It starts pulling him down. It's going to, like, start to desaddle him. It's just because it's shrinking, you know, like the tether's just, like, closing in or whatever. So it's going to threaten to pull him off, but at one point he's just going to, like, step off the horse, but it's still pulling him in close to the thing. So he is having a problem with this.
Walk up and just slap the horse on the ass.
Cool. And I'm just going to shoot it with a proton stream.
Okay. Pretty good shot.
Oh, yeah.
especially with a regular person.
Holy.
15.
Holy.
See, 26, 32.
I'll say for the first time, you're hearing a sound come from him of... like, it's half pain, half anger.
Good. Deal with it.
So he's still sort of stuck to the horse, trying to pry himself free from this horse.
Fire another shot.
Center proton.
Okay.
That's a good hit.
Yes. Rips. Kind.
You're gonna get up.
stumble to the forge. I'll shoot, putting it dead center. Mm-hmm.
Once again, see, you just can see it rip through him, so it seems to be doing really well. It's gonna be his turn now, so at this point, he's going to Legolas style swing back up onto the horse, and he's gonna make a run for both the forge and Briggs, because you're both standing together, and you are the closest.
Oh, good.
You can give me a dodge.
What the hell?
What a shitty roll.
Oh, man.
After taking everything into account, you guys moving him on a horse, and there's two of you, not just one of you or whatever, I'm going to ask for either three traits or four brownie points.
I got to give you the traits, because if I lose any more brownie points, I'm just as good as dead.
I'll lose the points.
Four brownie points?
Yeah. And when I dive, I land on the handle that shoots the slime while it's underneath me, and the pressure from it makes me spin out on the ground. And avoiding the axe entirely.
Okay.
But like, coating the area around me in slime.
I'd say when you fall and you like, it's like you fall, you land on the lever, it just starts hosing, it just hoses the street that's between him and the rest of the guys. But when that happens, the horse sort of bucks up, wary of slime, the slime-coated street.
And now it's my turn.
Yeah. That's true.
Noticing that, I stand up in the slimy goo nasty. And I try to paint a... Cause I guess I couldn't do a circle around it because I can't get behind it. I'm going to try to paint like a U.
To sort of like, buffer him, yeah.
Yeah, to try to make the horse feel trapped.
The horse is a little freaked out by it. It's just, like, popping its, you know, feet up, like, trying to back away. It's like it's almost like it doesn't understand, and the rider's going to be pretty upset about this.
Then I'm going to maneuver and aim at the horseman with a proton stream.
Okay. Pretty good roll again.
I'm gonna run up and hold the trap towards the ghost and rider and pop it on. Just hoping to blind and or stun them.
Okay. Alright, you run up and you just open the trap and this light just hits it. Freaks off the horse for sure, because it's wind and everything else and it's crazy noise. For the ghost die, I'll say that he's gonna have like an immediate interrupt. He's gonna try to disappear again. It startles him enough so that he just dissolves, just he's gone. Poof. Disappeared.
Can we slime the ground up and down the alley in front of each doorstep?
Okay, yeah, I'll make a roll for that.
I imagine I'm shambling and I'm so cool. Fix my head.
You want to take him into the tavern and try and patch him up?
The tavern and see what they have there.
Okay.
How do the people take it?
The people inside?
Yeah. Seeing an injured Ghostbuster come in, but everybody's still alive.
They're a little freaked out, but they haven't moved much since you guys left. The ghost die comes into play where it's like you really don't have like a lot of... You may have like a first aid kit like available to you, so there's not really a lot too much more you could do. But I'll say you can get back three traits.
Oh, so my hands are back to full.
Yeah. You're grabbing like a rag and a bottle of vodka from behind the bar, just like just
I don't know. I mean, I don't want to tell them it's safe to go out. We definitely didn't bust this guy.
Yeah, we'll just tell him he ran away for now. He'll probably be back, but we're gonna try to get him before then.
Kind of spook this guy off.
It's true, yeah.
We should probably mount up and head to the castle.
Yeah, let's mount up and mosey on down.
Mosey, he says.
Just head out to the castle, and we're going to end it there.
Okay.
They're very scared, but they wish you luck, and, you know...
We covered all of the areas up to the fronts of the doors with slime.
Okay. As Eliab, I say, stick to the roads, beware the moon.
We're basically running on 4.5 Ghostbusters.
Yeah. God damn, why am I the half?
Because you have no brownie points.
You have 9 brownie points.
You need those to survive another hit.
I'm sure I'll
She's going to look at you, and you're going to go, oh. Have a pseudo. I honestly hope this ring does something useful. I'm just waiting for a moment. It's not going to happen. I'm sure it's not going to happen that it does something that is
it allows. It works like GPS for Sauron.
It's actually a ring pop. It's watermelon.
You just neglected this entire time to take it off
to taste it. Everybody except for Poole noticed the clock inside, like inside this tavern. It doesn't seem like it's moved that much since you guys have been here. And you guys you're like, well, wait a minute now. We got here.
Can I check my watch?
Yeah, if you check your watch, it too is like, it's like it had like a, not a lot of time has gone by at all.
Right, so not a lot of time has gone by, but is my watch reading a different time than that watch? So, for instance, if time has been passing slower in this village, it would have been passing normal before we got there. And if it's been that way for a long time, when I got in there, my watch would be reading differently than the time there.
Yes.
Supposedly.
Okay. That's what it looks like. Because the time on your watch is not the time on the wall.
Okay. I'm showing, like, morning.
Yeah.
But
okay.
The watch is still going...
slow.
It's probably moving at the same pace as the
basically, by your watch, it should be, like, 6 to 7 a.m. But you were like, all right, well, according to the watch, we crossed into Vishnove at 6:30. Your watch now, after everything you've done, says, like, 6:35.
Okay.
But anyway, so you guys do notice that. Obviously, that's a factor. Mm. And you can hop on your horses and you'll be on your way. And we'll end it there for tonight.
Okay. Yeah. And the streets, though, all the houses are...
Everything that you guys wanted to coat, you can coat.
Cool.
You coated it with the slime.
Ghostbusters Resurrection is brought to you by A Comic Shop and the generous support of listeners like you.
That means we rely on you to keep us in business by telling a friend, reviewing us on iTunes, or making contributions in our monthly support drive.
And if you act now, you can take advantage of our special half-price service plan.
Whoa, hold on. Half price? Have we all gone mad?
I guess so, Poole. Because that's not all. Tell him, Briggs.
Oh, you mean if you donate even $1, you get access to exclusive Nerdy Show content and cool perks?
That's right. And you can subscribe to all Nerdy Show Network podcasts via the iTunes Store.
So don't wait another minute. Make your supernatural problem our supernatural problem.
If you'd like to report a spook, specter, or ghost, call us at 321-209-2020.
You can also follow us, or The Nerdy Show, on all your favorite social networks.
We're ready to believe you!
I believe the ghost of my ex-dead girlfriend is haunting me and cock-blocking from beyond the grave, because every time I have a woman over, that's when the lights start flickering, shit starts moving, and it's got to be her, because I can't believe any other ghost would be interested in my sex life. Thank you.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.